Breakfast with Gary Lyon and Tim Watson.
Good morning, everyone. Welcome. What do we got today? The 19th day of March. It's a Tuesday. McCafe menu. Suva is going to join us. You know who that is?
Yes, I do.
Who?
That's Suva Larky.
Suva Nick Larky, the kangaroo, big star forward's going to join us. Sammy Edmund, all the news. Chelsea Frawley, head of Spud's big game on Thursday night. She's coming in the studio to say g'day. And then questions without notice and your calls and text messages. Haven't heard or spoken to you for a good 4 or 5 days. So lots to talk about. And a very good morning to you, a man that dominated at the MCG. Like, seriously, I don't know who got the 3 votes on Saturday at the MCG. Was it Stringer, maybe, would have got the 3?
Might have been Archie Perkins. Oh, got the
Archie Perkins
votes.
Would have got the 3. You were right up there. You were everywhere.
Good morning, Gary Lamont.
Who?
Gary Lamont.
What's that mean?
Did you have a lemon shirt on last night on the couch? Was that a lemon shirt?
Yeah.
It looked a yellowish shade of lemon.
Yeah.
Very fetching.
Sharp.
Very nice indeed it was. Do you know, it was like watching your show last night. It was like watching a spaghetti western. Something's wrong with our TV.
Why?
The voice and the lips are out of sync. At the moment. I don't know what's happened. If somebody knows how to fix this,
oh, no.
Or is it just a TV problem?
No.
Do I need to get a new TV set?
Not again. Last time you had one of those, it took 3 years to fix it.
Oh,
so my lips were going, and then the voice again.
Then the voice would start.
Oh,
yeah.
No.
You know those old spaghetti westerns you used to watch?
Do I ever?
When they didn't have the lip sync going well?
Yeah.
Anyway,
nice little
show last night. Nice
We've
little.
Got new microphone socks. Kogan Mobile Specials.
Yeah, they're...
Are these our own personal ones, Coxie? I hope so. I might be talking into someone else's rotten... You know that these are germ. This is just a housing for germs. So you got to
just tell people what you're pointing at when you say
I'm talking about this.
The microphone sock that goes over the microphone head.
That's right, yeah. And if you haven't got your own, you're essentially just taking the germs of whoever else is there.
Yes, yes. Anyway, it was great.
Oh, what a day it
was
for you.
It was a great day.
Did you love it?
Yeah, it was unbelievable.
Because you get a bit, you don't like quite being in the spotlight, but gee, you're warm to it pretty quickly.
I just did what the people wanted, Gary.
Did you warm to it?
I did what the people asked for.
You did the jumper presentation. We got any audio of the Wisps jumper presentation?
No.
No.
No,
well,
we don't.
You put a ban.
I sent
a message and said you've banned yourself from Fox. You refused to talk to us.
I'd put a media ban on myself. The motorcade, though, that was great. I said to the bloke driving the Lamborghini, hot car that it was.
Were you on your own?
Yes.
Why were you on your own?
Well, a number of players were on their own. Not everybody.
Well, you were last in the motorcade. You were the last car around on your own.
Was I?
Yes.
I didn't know that.
Well, I was looking for you. I'm going, where's the Wisp?
I didn't know that.
Where's the Wisp? I need to give him a big cheerio. Where is he? And then you brought up the rear. I think they kept you last just so that people would, you know, who were late could get to see the Wisp on his own.
I wanted a hot lap. It was a hot lap, but I wanted a hot lap. I said to the bloke, how much would it cost me for you to go right over into the middle of the MCG right now
and
just
do a
couple of donuts? Just fang it out in there. It'd have a nice beat to it, that car.
Gee, there's some big cars there, weren't there? The Dutton Specials.
The Dutton Specials are everywhere.
Well, the first 10 were Hiluxes, Toyota Hiluxes.
Were they?
Yeah.
Oh,
my word, they were.
I didn't know that.
Big Simon. He was in the Hilux.
Was he?
He shrunk a bit, hadn't he?
He has. The other bloke that shrunk a bit too is Vander. Vander looked great. He was,
dressed
to the nines. He was fantastic.
Who was charging the hardest?
What do you mean, Chuck?
Because you're in the lunch, weren't you?
Yeah.
And the
Avenue. Oh, no, everyone was very laid back. Because we'd had a lunch the day before
Oh, you had another one.
At Windy Hill, yeah.
How was that?
That was good. That was really good.
Who charged the hardest there?
No, nobody did, really. No, no one did.
Don says, off the top, Gaz, can we address this? We're strutting around the G on Saturday sockless in a boat shoe. That's very true. That's the next thing I wanted to bring up. You went with a loafer, like a suede loafer, and no socks.
I don't wear socks.
What the hell was that all about?
I don't wear socks in wintertime.
But the MCG members, you can't really get away with that sort of setup.
Well, all I know is the man at the door said, come in, please, Mr. Watson. How did you go parking at the MCG over the weekend?
I had a car park.
Did you?
Yep. Yeah, both days I had a car park.
Well, excellent.
If you're broadcasting the game, you've got to be able to at least park there. I know that it's hard for everyone else. Getting out of it's tough work, isn't it?
Well, yes, depending on what time you leave there. But the G It was magnificent. It was absolutely magnificent. There's nothing like being there on a beautiful, like it was hot.
Friday night
was warm to play
footy. I was there Friday and Saturday, as you were. Yep. And Friday night was unbelievable.
It was glorious, wasn't it?
And the massive game, the unfurling of the flag. Let us know if you're a Collingwood fan, did you get there and did you experience the unfurling of the flag? Probably didn't like the game. If you're a Sydney Swans fan, you do. By jingos.
They were good. They were very good.
The Swannies.
Can I make a suggestion to all these people, though, that are putting on pre-game entertainment and that type of thing?
Yep.
Just save your fireworks until the end of daylight savings.
Save a lot of money, wouldn't you?
Well, they don't really work if it's still light.
I call them smoke works.
That's
all you see is the smoke.
This is a funny thing. I was standing next to Vanda. Like, we made sort of like a guard of honour when the players came right?
Yeah,
and
we're
sort of standing there.
Yep.
And then they sort of had this smoke stuff that sort of came out of the players' race before the players came out.
Yeah.
And Vanda goes to me, if I was playing now, I'd be able to have a darter's. We're coming up the players' race. No one would even know.
And what about you had a – so there's 20 players in the
– roughly, yeah. Yeah,
yeah, you had a 21st.
Who was that?
There was another bloke there. He was more front and centre than you.
Who?
Dermot.
Oh, Dermot. Yeah, Dermot.
He did everything.
I'm shocked.
Now, Dermot was great because
he was magnificent.
We all lined up for that photo, and I said to Dermot, he was off to the side. I said, here, do your reenactment of coming through the photo.
So you choreographed that.
Well, I asked him to come through.
Well,
you didn't have to
ask him twice.
No, I didn't have to ask him twice. And then he jumped in the photo with
him.
Yeah,
I did.
Sheed's always loved it.
He loved it. And we had, because we were doing the broadcast, right? Yeah. They said, now, when you're hosting, when all these things are going on, you're at the mercy of timings, you know. So they go, now Dermot's got Billy Duckworth. And I go, right, okay. I said, you just let me know and I'll throw to him. So I'm in my peripheral vision, I see Derm start to jog with Billy Duckworth. But we were in a package, so we couldn't get to him. So poor old Dermot.
He's still dogging.
With his plastic knee and plastic hip and everything else is 30 degrees. He's running along the boundary line looking at me going, come on, please.
Oh, Billy.
No, it was a great day.
Billy's a character.
It was a great day.
He is one of the genuine characters of all time, Billy.
And did you kick on after?
No. Those days are long gone, Gary. Although, I just got a text message. The people that live across from Windy Hill have just woken up this morning. Vander's on their couch.
No, he's not there again.
He's on their couch.
This is the Ramble for Cobram Estate, Australia's most awarded virgin olive oil, grown, harvested, and first cold pressed in northern Victoria. Did you get a bit of the old Cobram Estate out over the weekend?
Did I what?
What'd
I was going to invite you around on Sunday night.
Well, you should have because...
I didn't think you'd be down there, and I thought, I'm not going to... You're probably like a little bit of Gary time. You've had a fairly busy weekend.
Unbeknownst to me, I hadn't been there for 3 weeks. You know the tomato plants that Johnny gave me?
The green ones?
Yeah, well, they've now ripened up, so the big ones. But he must have given me a cherry tomato plant because they had about 60 beautiful, plump...
They're sweet.
Sweet, juicy cherry tomatoes.
So what did you do? Just eat them off the vine or?
I picked them and, I did. I scoffed a few down and then brought a few back with me.
I did a big, 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 heavy rib eye at the weekend.
Did you? On the bone?
With the bone. A big, fat, heavy one that probably took about 35, 40 minutes to cook on the open flame. It was absolutely magnificent. It was magnificent. And then some cherry tomatoes.
You could have had my homemade organic.
Yeah, they had a little bit of balsamic in the Cobram Estate olive oil, and they just cooked them really slowly on the flame. And then a little bit of eggplant, which I know you love.
What else? Eggplant.
No, that was it.
What, eggplant and meat?
Eggplant, meat, and cherry tomato. A great combo. Hey, on that subject, beetroot. You just reminded me of something.
What?
Steve Carey, Stan Carey, who played, great fella. He's on the carnivore diet, and he was telling me at lunch the other day all about the carnivore diet.
What is it?
Which is just meat. I've seen it. Yeah, people talk about this carnivore diet.
Do you think it works?
He swears by it. It's fixed up all his aches and pains.
Has he dropped
joints
some kegs?
And dropped some kegs at the same time. time.
Garrity might have to have a crack at that.
Is anyone out there, if you've been on the carnivore diet, I know that they say don't stay on it for too long because there's no greens. You don't have any vegetables and you don't have any leafy things. It's just pretty much all meat is what you eat.
Yeah,
that sounds a bit boring after
a
while.
Sound a bit boring.
No, he swears by in terms of it fixing up his joints and his pain and all that sort of stuff.
How do you and Glenn Hawker go, says, come off the Tempur-Tex? Because there was some concern. It's always been a bit frosty between the two of you. How did all that go?
No, great. It was great.
No problem?
Yeah, great. We had a great conversation about the old chocolate days in the car. Right. He loved it. I was going to leave a bar of Cadbury Dairy Milk family block on the back seat of the car, but I forgot to take it to the footy.
Hey, I got a question.
It would have melted anyway.
Leaving the footy early is underrated. That's what I want to say to you. I was at that Collingwood game, and the Maggies were getting a bit of a pumping in the end. So there was a steady stream of Collingwood fans leaving early.
Yeah.
And we're sitting there, and the boys are going, oh, what about this? You know, I'm going, well, why wouldn't you? Why wouldn't you when you're 40 points down, you know, early in the last quarter? Why wouldn't you leave early? Have you got a problem with people leaving the game early?
No. No, not at all.
No.
No, if you're unhappy with what you're seeing and you want to get away, away early.
I know, but everyone takes
it. That's the smart play.
Everyone takes it personally. Oh, you got to stay right there.
No, you don't.
No, you don't. You've got to go and get in the car and get in the traffic. Mm. I want to see if that's – let us know your thoughts. Because you're the hardcore supporters of sport that listen to this station. Do you leave the game early if you want to, or is it an absolute no-brainer that you stay till the bitter end, like a badge of courage that you're wearing?
Exactly. What are you expecting to get out of that?
Yeah, I want to know. I'm interested to know. My screens are all over the shop. Whisper, so I'm going to take a break, see if we can reboot them. We're here. You can book online for the best rates at melbourneairport.com.au and SEM Breakfast. And we're powered by Kubota. Oh, I was on the Kubota on the weekend. It is purring along my Kubota.
You've had it fixed, have you?
Yep. Yep. Take on any job with Kubota's mowers, tractors and Land Pride attachments.
Breakfast with Gary Lyon and Tim Watson.
Great to have you with us on this Tuesday. For one of the few times we seem to be off the mark here, Whispers.
Why is that?
Leaving early is a big no-no. No-no. Only softy theatre goers leave early in the last when their team's being beaten. Real fans stay till the end. I left 10 minutes into the last quarter of the Melbourne game. Unfortunately, so did most of the Bulldog players. It's Ross from Mornington. You can't leave early as soon as they start losing. You can leave early if you're... Oh, that's a bit harsh, Mick. You have to stay to the end. It's disrespectful to your team for players to look out at the crowd and they don't have any support.
Well, it happens everywhere. There's always supporters leaving early. They've had enough. They've had a gutful. They want to get home. They're disappointed with what they've seen. I tell you what, who doesn't leave early? Brooksy's little girl doesn't leave early.
No. She's there.
We should play that. There she's in the last quarter. They're done and dusted and she's still
40 points down.
Still screaming her lungs out.
Hey, what about
trying
this?
To get her team over the line?
You're a Tassie man, Gazza. Yep. Yes, I am. I love the logo of the new Tassie team. I think they could have done a bit better with a jersey. I love the state jersey, but leave that for the state. Come up with something updated and new, exciting. What's your thoughts? My thoughts on this are
describe
this.
That jumper, if you could, please.
It's a bottle green, or it has historically been, with a yellow map of Tasmania with a T right slap bang in the middle of it.
Right.
My thoughts are this. That will be your traditional home ground jumper. Stand by for the away version. Then it'll be a bit more funky and upbeat. Like
do you know that, do you?
This is very heartland
that's traditional.
That's
traditional, yeah.
Heartland traditional.
Right.
At home, you're going to go and watch Tasmania play down there. Right. That's what you're going to see. I reckon, I don't know this for a fact.
Right.
When they're on the road, I think...
So the road game, do you think the map of Tassie will be... bigger or smaller?
I think the devil will be prominent on the... What do you think about that? Don't put your hands in the air. That's not good, right? Talk.
I think the devil... the devil will be in the detail. That's the problem.
Well, I think the devil... I'm glad they sorted that out with Warner Brothers. I'm glad they sorted that out with Warner Brothers because the devil, I think it's going to be prominent because you've got to get the New Age supporters in as well, Wisp. You can't
that's
just,
right. You've got to appeal to everybody.
That's right.
Not just the kiddies or the young fans to the game. You've got to try and keep everybody on board.
You know, I'm looking forward to speaking to this week.
Who's that?
Johnny from Epping.
About?
Well, he gave Max a fair whack last week.
Oh,
if
he
you
did.
Remember rightly.
I think he'll apologise though.
I rang him on
the That's the way the cookie crumbles.
I rang him on Friday. When did I ring him? On
Johnny,
Thursday.
Yeah.
Had a good chat with Johnny, the champ. He was out in the garden.
He's always in the garden.
No, the birds, his pet birds,
oh, yeah.
they're in the bad books.
What happened?
He let them out for a bit of a run, and yep. they climbed the tree and stuck up in the tree.
He could get them down.
And now he reckons
he would have had to put Marissa on his shoulders
to reach up. I don't know how he got
Maybe him. Alfredo came around. Well, he would be able to help him.
Maybe. Hey, Mark's from North Baldwin. G'day, Marco.
Morning, gents. How are you?
We're good, mate.
Like your fellow supporters out there, you never leave early.
Why?
If you can stay, you don't just stay to the end when you're winning, Gazza. You stay to the end when you're losing.
No.
That's what's called supporting your team.
No, true. But yeah. I'd leave early even if we're winning.
No. You stay to the end. I reckon when you're losing, if you stay to the end, you get more respect from your opposition supporters when you stay to the bitter end.
Well,
and the other thing, Gaz, I like to do with my mates is when you're walking out of the ground at the end of the game, you're just sort of discussing the game as you're walking out with the masses. So,
yeah, no, true.
Never leave early, Gary or Tim. Just stay to the end, win, lose or draw.
Nah, fair enough. I get you. I hear you. But I'm just going to leave early still. Don't worry.
We're in the traffic stage of our life, though, aren't
Yeah, we're old and grumpy people that don't like going in the traffic, Marco. But I get all of that. I understand that. People's part of the whole drama of going to the footy is win, lose or draw. You're walking out. What about him? And what about that kick? There'd be some Harriet. I wouldn't want to leave late. I wouldn't ask Harriet to leave early. Brooksy's little 4-year old. She refused to leave early.
She still thinks they can win. She's still sitting there at the MCG.
Jason's in Doreen. Go, Jace.
Gary, Tim, how are you, boys?
Good, Jace. Good.
I don't want to denigrate any of your callers, but that previous caller, that is utter nonsense.
Right.
As a member, I effectively pay their wage. So and if my team, unfortunately, aren't putting in a performance were deemed enough or good enough or not what I consider not putting in a good enough effort, I'm out of there.
Yeah.
I am gone.
What's the earliest you've left a game, Jason?
Never three-quarter time.
Right.
But if it's about 10 minutes into the last quarter and there's no chance, generally pretty halfway through the last quarter.
And what do the fans around you say when they see you get up and start to leave?
Well, opposition fans are usually the bird works well. sometimes a couple of choice words. Not too bad because I've got the kids with me as well.
Oh, good banter.
Yeah, banter, just a bit of banter.
Yeah.
Bands.
Exactly. Just ha-ha, laugh, and then, when the kids can't see, I just, the
night's So does the meal on the way home differ for a win or a loss?
If it's a good win and we're all happy, generally McDonald's works well.
Yep. And a loss?
If not, I'll go. Yeah, and a loss... Well, we sort of, just a sandwich at home.
Stale toasted sandwich when you get back. Good on you, Jace. Give Jace a prize. I like the way you went about that. Give him a Signet Boost power bank.
You
got one in your prize
bank?
Yeah,
got one there. Yep.
I'll never leave early. When I was a kid, my dad made us leave early from Optus Oval. We were 3 goals down and we got in the car, heard the siren, our song started playing. I think that's the danger. That's the other thing that comes through all the time is if you leave early, you might miss something spectacular.
Hey, Tim, the Bombers were a week club for not challenging the Redmond incident. How can it be okay 1 week and not okay the next? Well, this was the thing that you were actually pointing towards when you had Laura Kane on the first week.
You
said exactly the same thing. You said, okay, you're playing semantics here.
Well, 100%.
This is going to come back to bite you. And a week later, it came back to bite them.
It is. And I spoke to Brad Scott about who asked you this? I spoke to Brad about this. He said, there's no avenue of appeal. The way the laws are written, there was nothing for them to do. It was deemed to be, off the ball. So therefore, as opposed to George Hewitt, that was deemed to be, in play.
Mm.
I think Laura Kane's got to come out today and go, listen, we made a meal of this. All of these things will be adjudicated the same. If you do a jumper punch to the head 30 metres off the ball, you get a week. If you do it 3 metres off the ball, you'll get a week.
I think they made a meal of the whole explanation around the Paddy Dangerfield Stocker incident too. You've got to play on the ball. Yeah. You've got Stocker who's got to play on the ball. Agreed. The other bloke. And then you're blaming the guy who gets a play on the ball first as opposed to the guy who gets a play on the ball second.
Spot on, Whispers. Has anyone honestly ever left to beat the traffic when your team is winning? That's from Chris. Yes, I have, Chris. Perfectly honest. Oh, you wanted to say honestly. Yes, I have. Because if you've got the win in the bag, you might as well get
beat
in
the traffic. Get in the car, another win.
Listen to the last. Yeah, and then you got two wins. And by the time you get home, you've had a double win, Chrissy. Oh, that has been the ramble. Well, I think we can keep rambling. I've got a lot of other topics.
What do you got there? Just
I've got
quickly.
Plenty of other. We only got about 50 seconds.
I know, but give me a 50-second ramble about some. Hey, the Storm Grand Prix, try.
Grand Prix, the Xavier Coates try.
Oh, what about
Flying
that?
Fox.
What about the Xavier Coates try? The setup for that, it was just beautiful. It was a thing of beauty, wasn't it?
It was like a flying storm.
A flying storm. I'm going to write that.
Or
down.
a storm cloud.
That needs work.
That'll work.
No, it needs work.
Okay.
We need to workshop.
Work
that.
On that and see if you can work it into your news break tonight.
Have you got some advice for Warren Treadray too? No, we'll give that to him when we come back, okay?
Oh, yeah.
That
my word.
Advice that you had for him?
What was my advice for him? Or it's something you've said, is it? Cobramer State is the best olive oil in the world. That's for the ramble. We'll take some news headlines and be back.